Prior to instruction, you'll need to copy the chromosome pattern onto two different color pieces of paper. I have used pink to represent mother's chromosomes and blue to represent father's chromosomes. Next, cut the chromosomes out and place the pink chromosomes into an envelope labeled mother and the blue chromosomes into an envelope labeled father. You will need to set up a material station in the back of the classroom to include the following supplies: pipe cleaners for the robot's tail, large marshmallows for the body and head, toothpicks to attach body segments, push pins for the legs, small marshmallows for both the humps and nose, nails, which will represent the antenna, and thumbtacks for the eyes.
Take chromosomes out of each envelope and place them on the opposite sides of the table. Place chromosomes face down on the table so you cannot see the letters. Sort the chromosomes by size of both mother and father mobot. Place chromosomes in order from largest to smallest. Without turning the chromosomes over, select one pink chromosome and one blue chromosome of the longest size. This pair of chromosomes should be placed in the center of the table to represent the baby's mobot's chromosomes. Repeat this procedure for all other size of chromosomes. Analyze the resulting genotype with the key provided and determine the baby mobot's phenotype, what it looks like.
Okay, so,
double N.
No antenna. Okay, capital G, capital H. That's two green humps.
Alright. Capital Y and capital R.
Y and capital orange nose.
The materials manager from your group should gather supplies needed to construct the new baby mobot.
This is our mobop Penelope.
She has three green humps, one green curly tail, six legs, a red nose, and two antennas.
Yay! Finished!
This is Maurice the Mobot.